ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night live show 7/16/2021. Oh, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? You know what that's what I ought to do right now. I think I've done this before years back, but the old timers remember this. But let me just see something here. I probably even got a mark. Yeah, I sure do. I even have my placemats in here. Okay, now let's see what we got here. All right. And if I can read the fine print, that could be the problem. Let's see where we're at. Okay, let's see. Let's look up the word fascism. Remember the old dictionary trick? Old Hawk had the dictionary trick, right? And let's see what we got. F-A-S-C. Okay. Fascism. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I may just skip this for right now, because I'm looking through a big dictionary, and I ought to have it better done, so I'm going to quit that right now. Look up fascism, communism. Look up socialism, and just see what you get. Look up capitalism. Look up free enterprise system. Look up a lot of that. That would be a good thing for the kids out there in the audience, is to look up fascism, and I'm going to tell you what fascism is. Fascism is when you have a government in collusion or in league with the top industrial or corporations to run the government through that. Benito Mussolini, fascism, all right? Italy, fascism. From the 20s on, all right? So you've got big tech and Red China Joe. No wonder Joe said, isn't this interesting, that communism is a failed system. But, oh, Joe's thinking to himself, I'm not doing communism. I'm doing fascism. Now we get it, China Joe. You're a fascist. China Joe, Red China Joe's a fascist. Because he can make the corporations or the banks pay big money, allegedly, to his son so that the big guy gets his cut. Ha, ha, ha. The big guy. Ah, yeah. And so then you can have little party fun with little teenage, movie stars and record player kids, you know, in the Chanel pink suit. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Chanel pink suit and the big white shoes. What a thing. But Joe and her played the little sunglasses thing, like they were mob boss. Put the sunglasses down to look cool, you know. Well, I'll tell you what. Fascism is where you're going when you got Zuckerberg, and you know, Zuckerberg should know about that, but he doesn't, because allegedly he was funded from the CIA in the first place. CIA and NSA and the EIEIOs. Same way with all of these big tech goofballs. They were put in business by the NSA and the CIA, okay? To do what? To surveil you. To put you under surveillance and to have you out there update your own dossier and travel plans. Oh, we're getting ready to go on vacation. We're going to the Catskills, or we're going to the Adirondacks, or we're going to the Smokies, or we're going to the Uper, or we're going to Florida, going down to the islands, whatever. And so then that tells the EIEIOs, you're gone. And also then they can tell the their criminal types to go, maybe it's time to Go look into this guy's house. I know, ladies and gentlemen, it just doesn't seem right, does it? But I will tell you this. If you don't get off of Facebook or don't get off of Twitter, then you've got your own thing going on, you see? They also have all the emails, but at least you have an email system. You can do something with it. Now, I'm going to say if you're going to use Twitter or your Facebook, then be sure and get a book code with your key people that you want to communicate with. Of course, if you're into, I've got 1,000 likes for this post, it's 1,000 likes, then forget about it. Forget about it. Right. Because that ain't really what it's all about, you see. We've already seen, and already interestingly enough, the posts on the social media and different places about the Arizona hearing on the Arizona, on the Maricopa County and all that, on the ballots and all the election, most all that's been taken down already. But I was sent this from it's from the Cohasset Weather Service, I believe from the Cohasset Weather Service. It says here, guilty, thousands of duplicate ballots without serial numbers and ballot boxes. Guilty, Maricopa was supposed to use vote secure paper that should not bleed through. The ballots shown there was bleed through, which could cancel the ballots. Guilty. 3,981 votes were registered to vote in violation of an Arizona Supreme Court ruling issued prior to the election. Guilty. 11,326 votes. These voters were not on the voter rolls on November 7th. Guilty. Over 74,000 votes. Listen to that. 74,000 votes. More mail-in ballots were received and counted than were mailed out. Over 74,000 votes. More mail-in ballots were received and counted than were mailed out. Oh, I guess it's a quantum thing. You send ballots out into the universe, you see, and more ballots for Joe Biden come back than were sent out. Oh, wonderful. Guilty. Guilty. Based on system forensic, there is no way the county can certify that election there in Maricopa County to be safe. Now, what does that mean? I don't think it's going to mean doodly squat. If you're out there waiting for the military to invoke martial law or vote the Insurrection Act, blah, blah, blah. What did you read? What Milley? General Milley? Milley, little lift your finger Milley? I think Milley is a queer. That's what I think. And if he ain't, well, then he can prove it on TV, you know. But I'm going to tell you what. This guy, supposedly 101st Airborne, supposedly all this stuff. Right? Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I'm going to tell you what a piece of trash. And I'll tell you, the guy is obviously either a communist or a fascist. All right? Communist or a fascist. All of them. This military at the level of the sergeant, the corporal, and the privates, or the, you know, seamen, the bosun's mate, and the master chief, and some good line commanders, I will say, is probably okay. But you see, Obama destroyed the officer corps and destroyed all the way down into the non-commissioned officer corps to the working man. He got rid of everybody who did not go like this. If you did not like transgender to be there, in the Army, well, then you're gone. Fitness rep is bad, okay? if you do not want to openly serve with gay people who grab you from behind in the shower, well, then you're bad. So you got to get rid of you. If you didn't want lesbian women running your whole outfit because they have such great ability, all right, well, then you're bad. If your Bible tells you, and if your religion says that men should marry women and women should marry men instead of men and men or women and women, well, then you're obviously not fit for duty in the military. So this General Milley and all these jokers have presided over all this stuff, and now you got Admiral Pink Jockstrap Gilday and all these people, and they couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. So we're sitting ducks here. We're sitting ducks here. And then Milley says, well, this Trump, he might have done a coup. Well, no effing way, because we're the military and the CIA and the FBI. We're the guys with the guns. Well, let me tell you something, Milley. There's a whole lot of veterans out there. Not me. I'm not a veteran. But there's a whole lot of veterans out there that don't agree with you, Milley. There's a whole lot of World War II, Korea, World War II, Vietnam, all the different ones still out there, all right? People who really know what it's all about. And also the Iraq, Afghan wars, the Syrian wars, plus all the other ones that don't count, you know, like, Salvador. You know, places like that, you know. And I'll tell you, there's a million different wars that have been going on over the world, and all kinds of shooters and looters of the United States participating in it. And there's going to come a time, Millie, where you think that you got all the guns and all that stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You got more people in this country. You got 140 million, 200 million, whatever it is. I think it's about 120 or 40 million guns in the United States. You want them, you come and take it. You want a million, you come and take it. You want a yard farm, people will build bunkers down below. You want to, you know, come in and sneaky pie, well, we're already in the spider holes. You want to do that, you want to see what goes on and see how well your stuff works. When people start to infiltrate, guys who know how to get in places and get out and start to infiltrate. Millie, you're a piece of crap. Joint Chiefs of Staff, you should be right now. You should be figuring out how to take the Red Chinese out or figuring out how to take the Russians out instead of playing games and coming after the American people in some kind of United Nations scumbag Luciferian fascist, communist, socialist, kleptocracy, bullcrap. Well, I tell you what, Millie, I guess we should just stop volunteering in this country for your military. You want to be woke? Then go get the woke people. You better draft some. Why don't you draft all the gangbangers? Why don't you draft the BLM? All right? And then you can set them upon the white extremist, white supremacist, racist, even the black, Hispanic, and Asian white supremacists, because they don't want to go down your woke bullshit road. They don't want to go down Red China Joe's $12 a gallon. And incidentally, people, if you like to eat food, you better buy it now. Because once again, and I remember when they first started it, and then everybody laughed, and it's kind of disappeared. Biden's plan for food is that you would basically be allowed, each person would be allowed 4 pounds of meat per year. Four? Yes. You're sitting out there somewhere at the supper table. Biden's plan with the climate change and all of his stuff hidden in the fine print basically is going to tell you that you're only going to be allowed 4 pounds of meat per person per year. That's about one burger per month. One burger per month. So let me just go over this one more time. This is back to Arizona, to Maricopa County, Phoenix. Over 74,000 votes more in the mail-in ballots were received than and counted than were mailed out. So this thing is put a fork in it, because I'm going to tell you, this thing is a crooked, stolen election, and it doesn't make any difference, because they're not going to reverse this now, are they? They ain't going to reverse this at all. I guarantee you they're not going to reverse it. So if you're waiting for Trump and all of that, forget that. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. And as this thing starts to unravel, as it starts to unravel for Joe Biden, you know, Biden, okay, as it starts to unravel, you're going to find out that pretty quick now, they're either going to have to go to war or knock the lights out. Now, did you see the information about the directed energy weapons, okay? And we've talked about this for years. Brother Quayle talked about it. I've talked about it for years. People didn't believe they were even real, okay? But the directed energy weapons, the lasers, the electromagnetic stuff, the sonic weapons, all the different things, and what you've got going, and if you see what Dutch Sense is, you know, all of a sudden he's right on the track again, okay? Before, he said a lot of this stuff wasn't the case. But on the directed energy weapons, they had in Idaho about 4 or 5 fires, and they were all in an equal distant row. Pop, boop, 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 pop, boop, 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 pop, in a big, nice, long line in Idaho, okay? The fire, you can see the different ones up at Dutch Sense. Look, you, wherever he's at, go find him. And Dutch Sense would see, you would see that there is, in the Oregon fire, you can see the Dew weapon come in. You can see the fire erupt, okay, the whole 9 yards. I've been talking about this for years. Lake Ponderay, and thanks to my buddy who reminded me about what the name of that lake was. Ponderay Lake up in Idaho, they had up there in Ponderay, which is a very deep lake, and they even have submarine warfare there. And probably there's entrances and exits into the underground, deep continental underground tunnels where the water comes on in and they can go on out to the ocean. But in Ponderay, there was a guy that was a friend of Henry Kissinger. And he used to live up there in a cabin, and there were all kind of wildfires back in the 90s, okay, around this guy's deal. And then they found out there was testing of certain electromagnetic weapons and lasers to set fires. So let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. These fires are being set in the United States. There also have been lit up in the Chaika in Siberia in Russia. The heavy forest, the Chaika. Now, I've often advocated if they're going to do it here, maybe the Russians did it to us. Maybe the MMV went and lit the Chaika up, which is a possibility. Because make no mistake, the war is on. The war is on. Now, let me read you something here. If you haven't gotten this book, I think Barnes & Noble's got it at 30% off right now in their stores. Mark R. Levin, American Marxism. This book is something that you might want to, if you can get a couple copies of it, you may want to give it to, you know, like your uncle, you know, or somebody like that, somebody, and give it to them who will actually read it, not just toss it away. But it's a nice book. And here's what he says on the back. It's here. American Marxism has made great progress toward instituting its goals over the last several years. If it is to be defeated, as it must, albeit a daunting and complex mission, its existence must first be acknowledged and labeled for what it is. The urgency of the moment must be realized, and the emergence of a unified patriotic front of previously docile, divergent, and or disputatious societal, cultural, and political factions and forces, which have in common their belief that America is worth defending must immediately galvanize around and rally to the cause. We must rise to the challenge as did our founding fathers when they confronted the most powerful force on earth, the British Empire, and defeated it. And admittedly, in numerous ways, today's threat is more Byzantine as it now inhabits most of our institutions and menaces from within, like Milley and all those people in the top slots of the military and the Pentagram, all of the Luciferian scum there, all of those, even like in the Air Force Academy where they have the special place where they go worship Lucifer and the Wiccan crap and all that in the little garden. But if you're a Christian, you can't put a cross out on your door or on your desk or on your, you know, your bureau in your room, all right? We must rise to the challenge as did our founding fathers when they confronted the most powerful force on earth, the British Empire, and defeated it. And admittedly, in numerous ways, today's threat is more Byzantine as it now inhabits most of our institutions and menaces from within, making engagement difficult and complicated. Nonetheless, I fervently believe America as we know it will be forever lost if we do not prevail. That's just chapter one. You ought to go get Mark R. Levin's book, American Marxism. And then I'll tell you, we've talked to you about the fourth turning. We've talked to you about all this for years. Brother Steve Quayle, and if you don't know where to go to stevequayle.com. Go up there and get some of Steve's books. And get the Extinction Protocols DVD set. Order that up. Or if you need high quality night vision, I mean real high quality, if you need gold or silver, then call Steve at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840, or go to stevequayle.com, click through, and you tell him Hawk sent you. If you get Steve, or if you get Daryl, his tough, capable manager, or if you get Tyler, his son, or any of the other people in the office, you tell him old Hawk sent you, will you? So now, interestingly enough, we've got now the FBI creating Hitler Youth groups, or communist pioneer groups, okay, to where the children are going to tattletale on the parents. And then you cannot go to the school and see the curriculum, nor probably can you even go and sit in on the classroom anymore, all right? Probably some COVID rule or something on that. But you can't read the stuff and you can't see the thing, and maybe they tell them they have to keep their secret workbooks in their desk and you don't give them homework in those, you see. Indoctrination workbooks. If you can afford it and you have the ability to do so, then take your child out of the public school. And I used to think the public schools were darn good, all right? And they used to be darn good, you know, 40s. The education my mother got in the, let's say, the 20s and 30s, her high school would be equivalent, I think, today probably to probably at least equivalent close to a master's degree in something. And my mom was in the top three in her class. There was 1 point separated the top three people. So they gave it to the person who they felt needed it, you know. And that's like, I think my mom had a 98 average, and then the other guy had a 97.8 average, and a 98 average, and then the other person had a 99 average all through high school on every piece of work. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's what do you do now? Where are you going to go? And then everybody's asking me, the smart people are saying, Hawk, when's it going to happen? I don't know. And I'm going to tell you what, everybody's going to have to make up their own mind, because it's line in the sand time. It's cutting time, as they say in the Carolinas. And the coal man, or they also used to say in different places, the coal man's coming. C-U-L-L, in the old furniture factory. They say, uh-oh, look out, the coal man's coming. So if you made one little mistake or something, or if you screwed up and putting your piece of furniture together, then he would come and throw you off and not pay for that piece. You'd have to redo it on the piecework. See? The coal man. Well, now they're going to come to curl the herd. All right? Come in to curl the herd. And then now we've had, oh, an experimental explosion, right? I saw this a little bit earlier. A 3.9 earthquake off the Flagler Beach, Florida, in the Atlantic. Perhaps an experimental explosion. Did somebody let off a nuke-y duke? Did they have a particular device that had to be taken out? It took place, 1:38 p.m. Eastern Time, at about 116 miles east-northeast of Flagler Beach. Supposedly, they say the U.S. Navy is testing new munitions, but no official information is yet available from the Navy. That's because the Navy is with Admiral Gilday, and they're all in a Mazola oil pile somewhere. Oh, boy. No advance warning was issued to airmen or mariners before the detonation took place. That tells me that maybe they grabbed something. Somebody grabbed something, and they had to take it out quickly out into the deep water and blow the thing. And then a nuke, by the way, if they do it the right way, you blow it down there, you don't have a nuclear radiation and all that. You do it to where you blow it, to where it doesn't ignite the atomic material or the nuclear material. Just so you people know. You could blow one up out there and have it really go wild and hit the nuclear material, all right? But then again, I guess Hal Turner's saying to people, if you own radiation detectors, you should get them out, turn them on just to see what's what in that area. And that is very interesting. Now, that 3.9, 3.3 to 3.9, 2.9 to 3.9 in that area happens to be a certain quality of nuclear device that seems to be around a lot. And back in 2004, 2005, they were popping them things this way, that way, and the other way. And you remember the one that went off in the mountains in Virginia? And do you remember when my signal intelligence buddy, who was, I believe that was the old, because I've got several of them, I think it was the River Pirate. And may Lord Jesus protect the River Pirate from all evil, and may he provide him medical miracles and a full restoration to health, and maybe even improve him a little bit. But you know what? I'll tell you what. When somebody is out and gone for 2 minutes and nobody shocks them, and they come back just fine, or you know, in a heart attack scenario, but they come back, then that means that the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven has taken care of that person, just like they've taken care of me. Just like they protected Brother Quayle and others. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you don't know that, then you better get it. Because if you don't get it and you don't have the right relationship with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then you ain't going to see it. You're going to go to the old Lucy's Brigade joint. All right? And no, there won't be any rad shown, because when they blow one, I'm responding to my friend from Bellevue. There's not going to be any rad shown, all right? Because when they blow one, if it is a nuke, they blow it so it doesn't blow up nuclear, okay? So this tells me likely that it's not so much a Navy testing of a munition, that it is more likely the fact that somebody has found one, a Nest team or somebody has grabbed one in some kind of a situation that may have been going to go off to do, you know, wherever, or one in transport by the bad guys, and they've had to take it out because it's armed and take it out to the deep water and blow it. That's my opinion on that. Oh, boy. Now, Nancy Pelosi is going to be in San Diego there's a new class of oiler ship for the U.S. Navy that's going to be christened and all that. So she's coming with the fanfare to christen this oiler. But the fact of the matter is that, quite frankly, this thing is just like probably liable to sink after she kisses it with the champagne bottle, you know? And I don't mean that. I'm not trying to make sure that that would happen. I'm just saying, who, you know, to have a bad luck, you know? Pelosi coming, and then actresses and stuff. And my old man out there, Captain K. Captain K is a good man. He's on the prowl all throughout that area in San Diego down to the borderline. And he's a good man. And he sees everything. And it's a good place from where he's at to see everything. On the North Island or coming across from Mexico. Let's see here. Oh, here's another one. I tell you what, my email has been very fortuitous tonight because I'm sitting right here. It tells you a lot of stories. We've talked about the next pandemic. And Fauci's talks about the next pandemic. And Joe Biden talks about the next pandemic. And all of that stuff. Although his Red Witch does a real clever job. Isn't she the cleverest little Red Witch, the hacky sacky? But Joe Biden, they're all talking about the next pandemic. And we've got to eliminate all of this evil, misinformation, most of which is accurate and is done by some of the top researcher doctors and scientists in the world. They're telling you the truth about these spike protein jabs. And I'll tell you what, they are giving off and they're, shedding the spike protein, not the virus. But the spike protein, which then goes in to all the organs and all the places. I've also heard from a reliable doctor who's been doing experiments on people that come to his thing. And he's kind of a different guy in a smaller community. And he is finding out and running tests on people with the magnets. Okay? And he's finding that that is the case. He's also finding out that the metal and stuff is in the through the thing, and he's doing RFID and that kind of tests on to see if it works. And some of that stuff in a large number of patients is starting to show up. Now, what that brings me to is something else. I was talking to somebody. Let's see, I was talking to somebody in Decatur, Illinois, not long ago, and they told me that they couldn't call me back on a certain thing. Or email me back, whatever it was. And basically they said that they'd been into Walmart and there'd been a major fist fight in the Walmart up at the checkout counter. At the self-checkout, I guess somebody, they're waiting in there to do their self-checkouts, which I never do that. You know why? I would rather put somebody to work as a checker, as a cashier, and I always would go through a cashier's aisle rather than do the self-checkout to make sure that they have to hire people to check people out so that the robot doesn't do it. Well, anyway, they're in the self-checkout line. Some guy jumps ahead real quick and he's got one item. He goes boop, boop and does it. Well, then the guy that he jumped the line on started in and grabbed him and they started into a Duke Fest and it was apparently a real good fist fight. All right. I mean a good one. You know what I'm saying? Where it's really going at it, and pow, ka-pow, ka-pow, and really popping and jamming. So then I looked around, and I started seeing, oh, man. Then I saw one out of, I forget where it was, but it was like a woman, an older woman, who's in the checkout lane, and all of a sudden, the Walmart cashier, a checker, the Walmart woman who's 70, a checker, she goes nuts on the woman in her line and starts beating on her. And then I remembered from about a week ago, you had the guy inside the Walmart, and he was doing all the crazy stuff, and they couldn't get him to do it, and he was stealing things and putting them into a suitcase in the back room of Walmart. And the cops are there, and they don't know what to do anything, and then all of a sudden the cop comes in, and then the guy starts fighting him and gets him down on the ground, and then some of the other people got to jump in, the Walmart employees, and get the guy off. Well, here's the deal. And here's the potential deal. Allegedly. You remember all my old buddies? Allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. This could be satire. Allegedly, satire. Allegedly. But let's suppose that in some satirical movie or some secret spy movie from a few years back, that somebody told you that because Wally World happened to be in business, 50% partners with a whole lot of factories in Red China, and that they were in partners with the Red Chinese People Liberation Army, or the Chinese Communist Party, the CCC, the CCP. So, let's say that just for sake of that, that that was the true case, and they were in league with them, and that, quite frankly, they started at some of their brand new distribution centers that were being built and added to at various places, that allegedly per sources in the signal intelligence community in the United States, that the Wally World was hiring top-of-the-line signal intelligence professionals, could be retired or, from the military or the NSA or the CIA or the DIA or the fiddle with boys internally or whatever it was, or even the State Department or any of the kind of people with signal intelligence, all right? And I guess they would entertain somebody from GCHQ or Australia or whatever, but they were hiring the best, and they had ads to hire, allegedly, in the publications that are provided or out there for those that are in that business, the signal intelligence business, and the intelligence world in general, and radio, and that kind of stuff, all right? And that they were hiring some pretty good people that had high dog salaries, and then allegedly people fed back through the community that the Wallys were building state-of-the-art signal intelligence rooms or radio shacks or, wall of TVs, all the whole nine yards, surveillance, every kind of thing, and all signal intelligence state-of-the-art equipment in some of their distribution centers that they were reporting on. And that also, allegedly, there were certain Red Chinese supervisors and things that would come in and out of these signal intelligence deals, and that quite maybe, allegedly, that they were People's Liberation Army or Chinese military intelligence, Red Chinese military intelligence, that was going in and out of the Walmart. So then I got to thinking, so now is Walmart the new octagon, for fighting and all this stuff? And I started to think about that. I said, all these COVID spike protein experimental jabs with all of the metallic stuff in them, the graphene oxide, the nanometals and that kind of stuff. And that I've talked about how they could use that, or they could use even those huge energies that come up from Antarctica, or now also down from the Arctic Circle, if you've been looking at MIMIC, TPW-2, MIMIC. And they could be maybe starting to control people, just like I've talked about for years when I talked to you about Nick Begich, how I talked with him for a long period of time, and Nick wrote Angels Don't Play This Harp and all this stuff. And in the patent of the harp, H-A-A-R-P device in Gakona, Alaska, talks about being able to influence people from above with a beam, okay? And they can narrow the beam or widen the beam. Oh, we talked about that before too, haven't we? And that they can cause agitation or put you to sleep or whatever it is. Or to make you feel, oh, it's so wonderful. Why do you talk about all the negatives, Hawk? You should just be lovey-dovey, you know? They can change your mood. They can change your emotional tone and your level of comprehension, ability to sleep. They can also program you with various diseases or turn on, using the frequency of a certain disease, turn on kidney disease or cancer, or turn on something that disrupts the brain waves, or turn on something that causes a pop, 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 pop of the heart, or whatever it is. Give you the heart attack, give you the stroke, give you, you know, this one, that one, or the other one, you see? So then I thought to myself, well, I wonder if they're doing any experimental stuff or starting to filter it in to the Wally's. Because, you know, allegedly the Wally's years ago, their parking lots, which for a time some of their parking lots were getting watchtowers were being put in the 204, 205, 206, those kind of areas, ostensibly to watch for shoplifters, probably, of course. But they're watchtowers. And then now they don't do them so much like a guard tower at a concentration camp, but in different shopping centers. You see how the Walgreens are put together, and there's always an angled front door, and then up above there's like a hidey hole up above that could be utilized as a control place. You can see that in different ones. I've seen that in all kind of different shopping centers. They're putting stuff like that in, where snipers or people up above with the machine gun could command the entire parking lot. Well, you know, Wally, even in the old days when they said if there was going to be some kind of a plague back when, you know, that people might have to report to the parking lot to get their jabs, you know, to get their shots or to get food. Oh, isn't that interesting? But once you get in the lot, it's like the Hotel California. You can check out any time you want, but you can never leave, okay? So is there a correlation, allegedly, or in the satirical world of movies about that? You think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, it's getting beyond the pale. And if you extrapolate out on any of this stuff, you know, if you put the extrapolation out, you start to look at what it's going to be or the kind of thing it might be, and you say, oh my, I better not look at this one for too long, better not contemplate this because this could be trouble. I'm going to take a look at Mimic TPW2 right now just to see what we got. Oh yes, we got a nice big, I'm looking at the North American domain, okay? And there's a big thing coming from what I think could be the Russian base. And it's a big broadcast cone wide over Alaska and parts of Canada and on into just touching on into all the different provinces there. And there's all kind of flashing beams and stuff that are coming also in that area. And then there's big tendrils of huge energy. Now, people say, well, Hawk, what do you mean huge energy down in Antarctica? That's all ice. Well, have you ever listened to Linda Moulton Howe talk about or seen the things that she talks about with sometimes the History Channel, Ancient Aliens, or those kind of programs? where they talk about what's underneath the ice down there and that there are ancient pyramids. And, you know, I was also reminded, I was watching Ancient Aliens this morning, and one of the old Russian scientists from back in the early days had gone to the Vatican, and they persecuted him because they thought he was a Vatican spy after the, the Bolshevik Revolution and all that. They thought he was a spy for the Vatican, but he had gone to the Vatican and had access to the library, and he even found some books from the Middle East, Mesopotamian, you know, just the Middle East in general, where they were talking about, you know, ancient, you know, the aliens and the fallen angels and all that kind of stuff, you see. And it was just kind of really, really, really interesting, and how they also had pyramids, and that the pyramids all over the world were power structures. Now, I also, back in the, let's see, it must have been the late 70s, I got a hold of a book from a, it was an old bookstore, one of those, you know, when you got rare books or that kind of stuff, or old books. It was, and I was looking, and I found this one book. And this book, maybe I wasn't supposed to find it, but I found this one book, and it talked about the pyramids and how it used to be on Antarctica prior to the ice, and how there were powerful, huge pyramids there that were pumping out a signal. And they even had the sound of the signal, you know, going in a flash, and then it pumped energy all over. And that other pyramids in the world were pumping it out too, and that the ancient aliens, the UFOs and stuff, could utilize that to power themselves up as they were flying. And then you get into the Sumerian clay tablets and all of that, and you get into the different books of Zechariah Sitchin. And you start to read them, and you get the picture from his ancient alien stuff, where he's talking about the Anunnaki and reading it out of the cuneiform, the Sumerian cuneiform, you see. And he's telling you the stories of it. And you say, man, oh, man, they used to have a lot of high tech. So people who ask me that question, that's where that stuff comes from. It's ancient alien stuff. It's pyramids from long ago. Yeah, there's a lot of activity on this thing. Let me just check a look here at the Global 180, which is the whole world but spread out, you know, as a 180. Oh, yeah, big stuff in the Arctic, and then huge tendrils coming up from the south in various places. And they're steering the weather, the currents, all the things. You got all the floods, all the stuff. But now, as well as the octagon, as well as the Wally World octagon for fighting, I think you would see France, Italy, Greece, Malaysia, Indonesia, South Africa, Cuba. The United States will be coming up back here pretty quick, I guarantee you, all right? Guarantee you they will, and you're going to see violence and riots and stuff like you never seen before. And in South Africa, there's no food left, or what was left was taken by a lot of people or burned. The retail stores, the hotels, wholesale stores, and they burnt the farms, they burnt the farm machinery, they burnt all kind of stuff. And I know what it is. The Zulus say, let's take it back to the old days, prior to all of this stuff. And you're going to see a case, and I see Brother Quayle posted it earlier today, or earlier this morning I saw it, I believe he put it up, was talking about how people in KwaZulu-Natal province are talking about they have had no food now, and they may going to have to resort to eating people, all right? To cannibalism. That's what Brother Quayle's always talked about. When you start to see that stuff, in the news, in which we're going to see that, you just, that is the time, you see. And the fact is, hyperinflation is getting ready to rear its ugly head. If you're in the stock market, you might want to take some money out. If you got a lot up in there, why don't you buy yourself 1 year or 2 years or 3 years worth, or 3.5 years or 4 years worth of Mountain House or Wise or For Patriots or whatever, you know, the freeze-dried stuff is, and then get you some other canned goods and things to round it all out. If you've got a farm or you got an acreage or something, then why not get some chickens, okay? Why not get some chickens? Maybe a goat or two and have some milk, dairy, and be blessed like the good people at the old Stagecoach Stop. Hello to you all up there. By golly, I hope you got some extra 12-gauge rounds, and I'll bet you do. Or for the old 44 hog leg, you know, because I'm going to tell you, going to start to see coming down the pike. California, Oregon, Nevada, Utah. You're going to see water fighting over water in the water hole. And my old buddy, the old Scholar Temecula, sent me a Remington, what is Frederick Remington's painting, I believe, or picture, where it's like a fight for the water hole. It's got three or four cowboys up in there, grizzled old boys, and they got a little bitty old water hole in there that's dug out, and they got people coming to try to take the water hole from them, and they're fighting off everybody and their dogs out there. So I'm going to tell you, you better have transportable water jugs, buckets, all of these different things. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything that'd be most needed and wanted, believe me. And I'm feeling a little bit better, but I'm awfully, awfully pooped out from what I had happen. And no, I didn't go because I didn't want the $3,000 ambo bill and then get the thing jammed up my nose, and then secretly they give me the vax, or require that I have the vax or whatever. So I didn't do that. I would rather stick with the Lord Jesus. And if I was to die, I would rather die in my own home or defending it. All right? Or better yet, foraging out from the front door and wading into whatever's out there and taking them to task and sending them back down the street or down the road. All right? Federal Reserve notes, silver dollar, silver quarter, silver dime, 10th ounce of gold, ounce of gold, platinum, whatever it is, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And the old friends of the Indochina Bible Project, the Indochine, if you would like to assist them, they're still going to be doing it. They're going to be coming back to the United States out of France because Macron is going to insist that everybody be vaccinated. So I'm very excited for them to be coming back, but it's going to be a couple months. They got to try to sell their home and that kind of stuff over there, and they've been over there for years. But they still have the way to continue the Bible Project on, which they've been doing from France. They couldn't go to Vietnam, first of all, because the government in Vietnam has got hitmen looking for these two tough missionaries, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, tremendous people, and all the work they've done in Indochina and through all the mountain tribes and all the stuff. But if you want to get anything to them, you can still do it. Send it to Indochina Bible Project. Or Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with M-Y-E-R-S, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 2-1 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And oh, I'm going to tell you what. May the Lord Jesus bless you for that, because they will still get that money to their operatives in Indochina. They're good, true, wonderful people that do the work there. We can't always say the name or anything like that, because there are people that are actively trying to suppress, and the Vietnamese, Laotian, all the governments, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, Myanmar, Burma, whatever they call it now, you know. And it's those mountain tribes, and each one's got a different dialect. Well, they get a Bible and a songbook in their own language, and they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. They're baptizing people. They sing. They have prayer groups. They are teaching the Bible. They're making preachers. Those preachers are making preachers who are making preachers, and it's spreading. Wow, this is an opportunity. Send anything to them, and then that way, when they come back to the United States, they're still going to be able to do this ministry by getting the money to the right people in Indochina that are able to do the things, and then to take those Bibles up clandestinely up the hill. Done. So don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. You know the Lucifer in charge of this world right now. We've got the fifth stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand. Get their evil. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology and strike blow, which you may have already gotten. Just like about the best egg bad guy. Oh, yeah.